This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I get a year jump on it.
That's a really fair point. I also, as we watch what's happening around the NFL, Cincinnati is just not a real football organization. They've already announced that they are bringing back their GM and their head coach, which is, you know, good for them. That's got to drive Burrow crazy, but whatever. So you wonder where all the – like, here's my thing with Cliff. You might be right, B, that you know he's going to leave, so maybe it's time to make a decision now. Or maybe you want this offense to look a little different. Maybe, you know, Cliff's offense does go up-tempo a lot. And I don't think he's going to change that. And he is convinced of the results he's seen that support it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they want that to look differently. Maybe they want more ball control.
What?
Like, I just don't know who the dude is. If they feel they have to go get somebody, I'm not sure who that is.
Like for me, from the moment I was going all the way back to college, man, hell, even my high school coaches would always say the offensive coaches and defensive coaches came up with a game plan together. If we know you're doing something, then we're prepared for it, because based off of a certain situation, there are certain things you do, you can put us in a difficult situation. That's what we ran. We ran no huddle. No huddle in high school. And the defensive coach is always concerned about, you know, we just got off the field. We need some rest. You get what I'm saying? I got to college the same way. Then Coach Gibbs and Coach Pettibone met all the time. And they had a game plan on how the defense is going to attack certain situations and how the offense would do certain things in certain situations, to where they had a whole game plan for it. When you see sometimes this defense go on the field and be out there a long time, then we so fast, boom, 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 and we three and out, and they right back on the football field. That has to be something that kind of gets into the you know, it worries the other side. But you have to have a game plan where those two things work together more than it seems that we've had.
I wonder – knowing that Raheem Morris got fired by the Atlanta Falcons yesterday, last night, I guess, knowing his ties with Dan Quinn, I wonder if that's a possible defensive coordinator for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Raheem was here a million years ago, actually worked on the offensive side of the ball back then, I believe. then, you know, got the little bit of run in Tampa. It's going to be very interesting what happens for Morris. I guess he was with DBs here. Then he was OC. He was on the offensive side in Atlanta with Dan Quinn. When Dan Quinn got fired from Atlanta, he then got the interim job. Then he went to L.A., won the Super Bowl with them. I believe he was he might have been the year after the Super Bowl for the Rams. Then he got the head coaching job in Atlanta. Here's my thing with Raheem. Excellent person. Excellent leader.
Mm-hmm.
I think he and DQ might be too similar. They are leaders of men. Like, when you are around Dan Quinn and you have a conversation with him, when you are around Raheem Morris and you have a conversation with him, these are men that are just have this natural gravitas charisma. And it's hard to ignore it, and you want to follow them. They possess something that has tremendous, tremendous value.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a scheme guy. Like, I've talked about this a lot. Give me what Mike McDonald does in Seattle, who out-schemes you defensively. He had the Niners in a pretzel the other night. Now, you're not going to get him, but find someone that does that stuff.
But see, that scheme is overrated, Jay. Those players make that scheme as effective as it is.
They've done a hell of a job at developing talent.
We got to get players and talent before we worry about scheme.
Sure, but the players and talent won't be determined by who they hire a D coordinator.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to hire a coach to do this. And they put together a building full of positivity and energy. And I think at 5-12, with the defense that has really struggled for 2 years now, you got to examine what else needs to be done.
But I understand what you're saying, but I can look at last year and this year and tell you that they lacked talent.
Totally.
And that's the problem. They got to get talent in the building. And when you got talent in the building, nobody is going to talk about them being positive because the talent will outweigh all of that stuff. They're trying to be positive and try to make sure the players feel we got your back. But if you don't have talent, you can't perform. You can't excel. The talent has to get in the building. And they've had it in certain positions, but to be able to compete at the high level, it's not there.
Then my concern, Brian, is I don't know that you change that in one offseason.
You know, you're not going to change it in one offseason. And that's the whole thing about it. I don't know why anyone would think you could change it in one offseason. This is a thing that takes...
But then you're talking about year three.
Yeah, but the thing of it, though, Jay, they got off track last year, this year,
right,
by trying to go for it because, as I stated before, everybody wanted them to do that. Everybody thought it was the right thing to do. They got to get back to building, okay? So, in essence, you got still got core guys on this squad right now. This offseason, you got to hit on your free agents. You got to hit on your draft picks. Next year you go again. You could take a step, but you're not going to answer all the questions in one offseason.
I also think you have to approach the offseason very differently and be aggressive in spending money on multi-year contracts for younger players. I think the results of the first year where it went well and then the second year where it went poorly, and then you've got – I mean, you're just continuing this cycle of having to do it every year. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you want that cycle to look different. I'm curious where you land on this. I think we kind of know who Dan Quinn is.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, a lot of things broke the right way. He seemed to be really aggressive. The second year, things didn't. He seemed to be way more conservative. But I think we know who Dan Quinn is. Do you think there's more pressure on Peters this offseason than Quinn? Because I kind of do.
Well, I think based off of the fact when they were signed, everyone felt that you had that was the first thing you needed to do. Well, I don't care who the coach is. The guy that's picking me the talent has to be legit. So we're talking about talent here.
Right.
And the coach didn't pick all the talent. So the people that are signing the people have to make sure they sign legitimate people. Are people that are at a point that can help this team out tremendously. I'm not just signing duds and tell the coach, go build them. You got to sign some guys that are ready to go and other guys you can build.
I agree, man. And I don't know what that answer is, and I understand what you say. That, like, I think the Laramie Tunsil thing is going to be our first really fascinating watch of the 2026 offseason. Because you traded for him. You already told the dude you wanted him by trading for him. The actions told the story. Tunsil's not a guy that comes to OTAs and stuff anyway. That's his track record throughout his career. He doesn't do the voluntary stuff. He works out with his private coach back in, I believe it's in Tuscaloosa, year-round. Like, that's how he operates. So he's not, when he doesn't come in May to OTAs, that's probably going to happen regardless of the contract. That's not a holdout. That's just how he is.
Yeah. But the thing about it, if he's ready to go all the time, that's not a problem.
I'm not even suggesting that's the issue. But, like, the Terry thing last year undoubtedly caused bigger trouble than just not having Terry on the field. And Terry had an intermediary in Buddy Baker that perhaps complicated things. Maybe Adam Peters was really dug in. Terry didn't have all the leverage. That was a unique situation that you could put in a silo. This Tunsil thing is not that. This is a player you traded for, gave up real draft capital to acquire, fully cognizant that you have to pay him this year. Oh, and by the way, Tunsil acts as his own agent. So you can't blame a third-party intermediary here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to see this thing done by the end of February?
Yeah, get it done before you have it becomes a problem.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you don't have to – technically he's under contract, or maybe we got to tag him. Like, get this one done. Show that the Terry thing was a one-off. We take care of our guys. Like, I just – I don't know. I look at that as like a litmus test for – how this is going to operate going forward. I don't know. Tom Pelissero. I can't say I'm surprised by this one. The Raiders just fired Pete Carroll.
Wow. I didn't think they would. After 1 year?
Dog, they were awful.
Yeah, they were. But still, 1 year.
They tried. You know who would look good in Las Vegas?
Who?
Cliff Kingsbury. That Cliff being a Vegas dude. I mean, right? Just a straight up hey, coach has a standing table at Tao every Sunday night after the games.
Yeah, like, that sounds all cool and dandy, but you got to get this damn team ready to play defensively and offensively.
Sure.
That's where the different ball game come into it. So
I don't know. That's another job. Of the jobs, we weren't sure what was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Now, Vegas has happened. Atlanta happened. That was another one we weren't sure of. Do you think Todd Bowles makes it till tomorrow?
Maybe not. Today is the way they call it Black Monday, so we'll see.
Doug, if Todd Bowles did make it, that's not a dude I would hate to see as DC. Now, I don't know, watching that game, because it was a Saturday game, I watched Bucks-Panthers, and I know Todd Bowles likes to blitz like crazy, but at some point, one thing I hate when coaches do is that it's their system over their personnel.
Mm-hmm.
The way those corners were injured and getting torched, like at some point you had to back off a little bit, because your corners are just getting torched.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, in general, I like Todd Bowles as a DC, and I think what I think they've built a little too much of on this staff is familiarity, and familiarity can breed complacency. Like, oh, we all know we're the best at this. We can keep doing this. We're good. We got this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Bowles seems like a different type of dude. He's subdued and quiet, but he seems wildly intense. I don't know. No reports out of Tampa are that he's out yet. But certainly something to watch there. But damn, Pete Carroll's now on the block, man. All right. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. We are live.
Then again, that's a rebuild. And then Pete's 70.
Plus. 75, I think.
Yeah, so I think that
they were awful.
I think that ownership is looking at it like if we are going to have to rebuild this thing, we're going to rebuild with somebody younger.
And you're about to draft a quarterback number one.
That's what I'm saying.
Start everything. Yeah, start everything from scratch. Okay. It's B. Mitch and Finley. We're live in Ashburn, BigBear.ai Performance Center. It is locker cleanout day. We've heard from a number of the veteran players. Still are yet to hear from Jaden Daniels, I believe. That should come at some point during our program. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. We appreciate you. You're hanging with us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. We appreciate you there. If you're just driving around listening to us on the radio or joining us on the Odyssey app, wherever you're at, we're at. Nobody go anywhere. Going to check in with the aquarium when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just saw Todd McShay, who legit has a lot of contacts around the NFL, says that if he was given advice, Dante Moore, the quarterback from Oregon, should have his representatives reach out to the Raiders to see if he can go number one overall. And if not, he should go back to school so he doesn't have to get drafted by the Jets. Now, dude.
People have done it before.
Well, and in the NIL era, how much is Oregon going to pay him to come back? What does that look like? $8 million? I don't know.
It may be, but
it's not as much as he would make.
Certainly, if you're going to make it a pro. But, like, the whole thing about it is that, but see, that mindset right there is very much like what kids' mindset is. And now we got adults thinking like that. Oh, let's just only go to the team where you think you're going to be great at. Okay? The Raiders are in no better situation than the damn the Jets at this point. So, no. I mean, you get drafted, you go there, you may be good enough to pull people. And they may make the right moves for you. You don't know the Raiders going to do that. I mean, little mushroom hair, he's been making mistakes for a long time.
I don't know
time.
How on earth you could look at those two organizations and be like, oh, that one's the right.
Yeah,
that's just the beacon of hope.
That don't make much sense to me, man.
No, that just seemed a little crazy. Pete Carroll, woof. See you later, pal. Still waiting to kind of hear from Jaden Daniels. That should be a busy one. I can't Over under Jaden goes 5.5 minutes.
He'll probably go a little for longer than that because there's going to be a lot of questions for him.
I think he'll answer a lot of questions.
Because he hasn't talked to a lot of people.
Right, but Jaden's just not a – you know, when he talked after the shutdown and was really, really good, I thought that was maybe his best, like, most insightful press conference. I think today will be pretty quick. Like, yeah, I feel good. I'm ready for the offseason. Maybe he'll talk a little bit more about Cliff. I did want to check in with the Aquarium Boys. Haven't got a chance to talk to them yet. Jeffrey, I know you live and die with this team. You love this team. Where were you on yesterday's win versus draft position?
I was good either way, JP, because one thing I learned over the last week, just getting ready for the game, a lot of people expect these guys to go out there and tuck their tails when in reality they're playing for either A, to keep their position on the team, or B, auditioning for another team. So I did not expect them to just go out there and be like, oh, yeah, we're going to let the Eagles smack us, a division rival. So I was good either way.
Yeah, I mean, players are never going to do that, right? It's more if the coaching staff or whatever makes a decision. Jeff, I did want to take a minute to give you some credit, man. I know you ran your first 5K. I saw that B and Mark came to support you. I thought that was really cool, man. Congratulations. How did it go?
Thank you. It was good, JP. And, like, one thing I realized with my health journey, and I got a long way to go, and I'm excited because I seen people do – I seen a guy run 3 miles in 24 minutes. That's crazy. And to even think that I could get to that level, I was excited. And then I saw the craziest thing of that day, though. There was this lady, right? And she was pushing a stroller. And she made her way to the front of the line. Now, mind you, I'm not tripping because I'm at the front of the line. I'm not tripping. I'm cooling. I'm just trying to get ready for the race. And I see it's a couple people. Oh, how's she going to cut in front of us? Da, 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 da. This lady smoked everybody. As we were coming.
Yeah, I saw her come in a while before you did. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, bro. I was amazed that she was running with a kid.
The winners of that race were probably at like 16 minutes or something.
Yeah, I didn't see all that. That's way before. But see, hold on, JP. I was running a casual race. I was on the casual side.
It was a little high in that because that wind was out there and they're coming up that hill.
I'm just saying, like real, like a dude like Chris Farley that runs all the Pacers stores. Yeah. Like there are dudes out there that can easily put together 5.
Yeah,
six, I
saw some folks coming in there definitely sub 19.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah. I didn't see that. I was too far behind.
That's all right, dude. You ran it. Right? And that's what matters. I don't know. I was thinking of you this morning, Jeff. Have you ever read the Man in the Arena speech, Jeffrey?
No, but I'll go look it up.
Yeah, you should. That's what you were, and you got it done.
He did forget about that. He told you he was going to finish sub 30, though.
I was trying to encourage him to finish sub 30.
I knew he wasn't.
I'm not even going to ask.
I knew
I'm glad
wasn't.
No, he was 39.
I was 39.
I was right there when he came through. Now, I'm going to say this.
Did you stop?
Let me tell you one thing about Jeff. Jeff Face went from I'm about to die to hey, smiling when he heard my voice.
Hey, look.
When he crossed that line, I wish I could have got that picture of your face, dog.
I was
you
hurting.
You looked like, oh, hey, I'll never do this again. I say, what up, Jeff?
It's the support thing, man. Like, I really thank you, B. Thank Mark, my sister, my sister's boyfriend, a couple friends, Poet, because they were all out there. Poet was hosting, but. That it pushes you different.
Poet had me wanting to run. Hell, the way she was hyping the people up.
Yeah.
Poet can hype it.
It was a moment one time, Poet and I are walking to the start line, and I'm just locked in. Poet smiling, waving, but every time in the middle of her talking to people, she's like, you got this, bro. Just do you. You got this. And I needed that. Like B said, I was tired coming across that finish line. But when I seen Mark and B, my spirits came right back on up.
That's great, dude. I'm not much for cold.
Good run, brother.
But I'll run a 5K with you maybe April.
Let's do it.
You find us one. We'll run it. Professor Landini, what do you make of yesterday's win, of the draft situation, kind of all of it?
I don't really think the difference between 5 and 7 is that big when you don't need a quarterback. So it doesn't really bother me all that much that they won.
Yeah. Manfield, what's up with that voice?
Yeah, dude, are you sick as a dog?
At first, I was about to say, who we got doing? I know you were working today, but when I heard you talk early, I was like, is somebody sitting there for him right now?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the voice, man?
Yep.
Right. It's a yep.
Lamb feels sick and probably doesn't want to have to talk all that much. I can understand that. Is White Brian back? White Brian, how was your sabbatical, dude?
It was good. Very relaxing.
Thank God. I was worried about you. Where have you been?
Rose and I went to Luray, Virginia.
How was that? Lovely?
Yeah, it was fun.
Got me cold as hell now.
Went to the caverns. Saw that for the first time. Stayed in a dome Airbnb.
All right. Well, Happy New Year to you. Good
you
to
said
see
a dome?
Yeah, it was a big dome.
And you could see outside?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think he said he got dome, Jeff. I'm not really sure. As we move forward with... As we move forward with this Commander's Locker Cleanout Day, it's crazy to think last year to this year. You know what I mean? And I couldn't help but think about it leaving the Link last night, because the last game last year was also at the Link.
Yep.
And one of them was a loss and one of them was a win. And you couldn't help but feel significantly better after the loss than you did after the win. You know what I mean?
Hmm?
Leaving the Link after the NFC Championship game, even understanding they got smoked in that game, mm-hmm. you felt really good about the future of the organization.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
a year later, even though they won a Week 18 game, a meaningless game against the Eagles, this organization is just completely surrounded with questions. Yeah. And I keep going back to, people have said to me repeatedly, like, do you think they can turn this around? How do you turn this around? And I think the answer to that is Jaden Daniels. If Jaden is back and healthy and able to make plays like he did as a rookie, then yeah, they could be back. Like, mm-hmm. the teams that find consistent success in the NFL year after year are generally teams with great quarterbacks.
Totally.
And I think that's who Jaden is. Like, if you look at the teams that are going to go to the playoffs this year, it's been a topsy-turvy year, right? But if Denver's built a really good roster. Bo Nix wasn't great, but he's good enough, and they're really well coached. Mm-hmm. The Patriots might have a great quarterback. The Jags might have a great quarterback. Pittsburgh, he wasn't great, but Aaron Rodgers gave the Steelers something they didn't have over yep. the last few years.
A big play guy.
Dude, and
he found a way last night.
And just a veteran, you know, like somebody yeah. that can move the offense. Houston's defense is incredible, but I think Stroud is good. The Bills remain a perennial contender, largely because of Josh Allen. The Chargers got the best level of play they've gotten from Herbert. Maybe not statistically, but what he became as a runner for them on a roster where their O-line was a mess totally changed things.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'll say this, like, the quarterback gives you a lot, but I'm going to tell you, that game last night with the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, you better go talk to the Haywood brothers, because both of those dudes were balling the hell out. And one of them is, what, 39, 40 years old? he basically, Derrick Henry in the first quarter had over 100 yards. He finished the game with 120. That defense made a hell of a difference, because if he had continued running the ball like he was in the first quarter, there's no way the Steelers are close. But that defense gave them a chance, and then you had a guy that could come in and close it. So I just think that, listen, as we talk about the quarterback, we got to get somebody on defense that gives that quarterback more opportunities.
100%, man. 100%. I also, B, I don't know if you noticed this. Regina Daniels is Jaden's mom, mm-hmm. obviously, Mama Daniels. I'm sorry, Regina Jackson.
Jackson.
She had a tweet last night, like, on to 2026, basically.
Yeah.
And in that post, she talked about, she said, like, can't wait to run it back with JD5 and Cliff. She was, like, it was like, hashtag JD5, hashtag.
Yeah.
KK, what do you think? If Cliff gets a head coaching job, I think that's a different conversation, right?
Yeah.
What are the chances you think Cliff isn't here but doesn't get a head coaching job?
You talking about head coaching job in pros or college?
Pros.
Because I think it's a chance he can get a head coaching job in college as well.
Sure. But I'm saying pros.
I don't know. I don't know the percentages of that one. Cause see, I don't delve into it as much as most when it comes. Like I let the season end, and then like today, at the end of the day, after everybody started getting fired, or whatever, then I start looking at what the possibilities are. But hell, if he don't get a head coaching job, I don't see why you would want to leave. And I know we've had reports come out and things of that nature. But if you don't have a choice about whether you're gonna decide if you leave or not, then that's another story. Right. Then if you feel like that, then you take a job somewhere else.
All right. You are listening to Bemich and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Ike Reese will join us from Philadelphia at noon. We're gonna open the phone lines up after that. Biggest surprises of the year, high points, low points. Nobody go anywhere. It's Bemich and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A lot going on in the NFL universe. We now have 5 head coaching availabilities in the NFL. You've got the Giants, the Falcons, the Raiders, the Jets, and the Titans. That's the bottom 3 of the AFC, the bottom of the NFC. And then the Falcons, you know, they ended up going 8-9. They won maybe 4 of their last 4 games. When you look at the jobs available, B, Giants, Falcons, Jets, Titans, Raiders.
Giants, Titans, Falcons, Raiders.
Raiders, Jets, Titans, Falcons,
the Jets is still,
Giants.
The Jets.
I'm sorry, you're right. Not the Jets. Yeah. I'm sorry. The Browns.
Yeah.
Forgive me on that. Browns, Raiders, Titans, Giants, Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of those the best?
I would have to believe at this point, still being in New York City and being the head coach there is better than all those other places.
Yeah?
I have to believe.
Joe Shane's sticking around as GM.
But maybe, I think
you've got your quarterback.
He's on a sharp rope.
You think Jackson Dart is the answer there?
If they can get somebody to talk some sense in his head.
It's a big if. The Giants will draft 5th overall. I mean, if you're a top 10 team, you probably need everything. It's wild to me. You know who has the 9th overall pick?
Who?
Kansas City.
That's how you get it done. When you're a winning team and you still have opportunities and have those situations like that, like, okay, I didn't win this year. We normally win all the time, but hey, we're going to be getting a pick here. They need to get somebody else. They've gotten stale a little bit.
Who had the worst year? Two teams with really high expectations coming into the season. Two teams last year were deep in the playoffs. Who had the worst season, Baltimore or Washington?
I think Baltimore is the overall better team. And I believe that they fell more than what Washington did. Washington, we got to really, really look at last year seriously and realize the amount of luck we had in those last 6-7 games. Or the games we won. Was it 6 or 7 games we won with the last play of the game? That was a lot of luck, though.
Sure.
And I think if you look at that and you just give yourself the moment to think, okay, what if we had not won all of them? We won three of the six. And you look at that record, then I think you look at it and say, oh, it's a totally different thing. But Lamar is a guy who basically 2-time MVP. You had Derrick Henry. Your defense was supposed to be better. Overall, that's a better team.
It's going to be I don't know, man. I don't know what the answers are to a lot of this. In Washington, clearly they've got to get better defensively. Clearly you got to get younger and faster. I don't know that organizationally they're going to be in as big of a hurry to completely gut this thing as maybe some fans and folks argue.
Where?
Just all over the place. Oh. I mean, you got 30 pending free agents.
You mean this team?
This
here?
Team, yeah.
I think the situation is going to take care of that. I mean, you got 30 pending free agents, and a lot of those guys that are pending are older. You're going to make a move on that. So
Last year, they largely brought them all back.
That was last year, and then because they felt they were closer than what they were. I don't see the same thing happening this year.
I posted on Twitter about, I don't know, 40 minutes ago, who faces more pressure this offseason in Ashburn, Dan Quinn or Adam Peters? Right now, it's about 60-40 Peters versus Quinn. I think that's pretty interesting and maybe pretty fair. I think from a spending perspective, you got to get far more aggressive. Mm-hmm. You saw New England turn it around in 1 year, and a lot happened in New England where a young quarterback stepped up in a big way. You had a major coaching change. You brought in a super established veteran coach that really brought a culture of winning and just seriousness to the football program. But they also went out and spent a ton of money in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Washington hasn't done that. I'm not advocating for the old days of,
But they had spent some money in some years prior, too, where there's some guys still hanging around that team. They didn't get everybody last year.
Yeah, they were really active last year.
Yeah. But
you're right.
It's like, listen, Washington just has to spend some money and hit on some picks and keep guys healthy, and they can start building something. They don't have to try to go out there and say, oh, we're going to do it all in 1 year. You're not going to do it all in 1 year. I think more, 9 times out of 10, you better think it's not going to happen in 1 year. So you look at a building a mindset. You think you're going to get it all in 1 year and you're going to spend everything. That's the quickest way to get it out of town.
For sure.
You know, you're not going to catch up with all these other teams like that. If you look at the teams that have been doing it, the Patriots look like they did it all in 1 year. Look at them the years prior to last year. 49ers, another team we had used. Those teams had picked some people prior to when they start to hit. It's not one season. It looks like one season because you were bad the year before, but it's not one season.
It's one of these days in the NFL where it's this Washington organization is just a really big what could have been, and nobody's going to know that answer. Injuries are a huge part of it. I think I urge caution in putting too much blame on injuries, because then at some point you're deflecting other deficiencies which were significant, and I don't think they should be doing that. I can't wait to talk to Ike Reese, though. Ike's going to join us in 5 minutes. Ike obviously played for the Eagles, does radio in Philadelphia. I didn't get to hear a lot of it, but when you're in the elevator from the Eagles press box down to the field,
mm-hmm.
they're playing the Eagles radio broadcast
yeah.
throughout the stadium. And the Eagles radio broadcast, the team-owned broadcast, was really questioning how Nick Sirianni handled yesterday's game. And if you know Philadelphia, anybody that thinks our jobs are all glamorous, yesterday I got to change in a public restroom on the mezzanine because I was about to be outside for 90 minutes and I wanted to put long underwear on. There was nothing glamorous about where I changed yesterday in the men's room of like section 113. I assure you that. But there were two, and this was later. So the guys that were in the bathroom were stadium workers. They were lighting up Sirianni.
Oh, yeah.
Just lighting them up as the team is the first back-to-back NFC East champion in 20 years, defending Super Bowl champions. It's going to be a long day on WIP for Nick Sirianni. Ike Reese will join us next. Phone lines open at 12:30. Nobody go anywhere.
I get a year jump on it.
That's a really fair point. I also, as we watch what's happening around the NFL, Cincinnati is just not a real football organization. They've already announced that they are bringing back their GM and their head coach, which is, you know, good for them. I that's got to drive Burrow crazy, but whatever. So you wonder where all the – like, here's my thing with Cliff. You might be right, B, that you know he's going to leave, so maybe it's time to make a mm-hmm. decision now. Or maybe you want this offense to look a little different. Maybe, you know, Cliff's offense does go up-tempo a lot. And yeah. I don't think he's going to change that. And he is convinced of the results he's seen that support it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they want that to look differently. Maybe they want more ball control.
What? Like,
I just don't know who the dude is. If they feel they have to go get somebody, I'm not sure who that is.
Like for me, from the moment I was going all the way back to college, man, hell, even my high school coaches would always say the offensive coaches and defensive coaches came up with a game plan together. If we know you're doing something, then we're prepared for it, because based off of a certain situation, there are certain things you do, you can put us in a difficult situation. That's what we ran. We ran no huddle. No huddle in high school. And the defensive coach is always concerned about, you know, we just got off the field. We need some rest. You get what I'm saying? I got to college the same way. Then Coach Gibbs and Coach Pettibone met all the time. And they had a game plan of how the defense is going to attack certain situations and how the offense would do certain things in certain situations, to where they had a whole game plan for it. When you see sometimes this defense go on the field and be out there a long time, and then we so fast, boom, 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 and we three and out, and they right back on the football field. That has to be something that kind of gets into the you know, it worries the other side. But you have to have a game plan where those two things work together more than it seems that we've had.
I wonder, knowing that Raheem Morris got fired by the Atlanta Falcons yesterday, last night, I guess, knowing his ties with Dan Quinn, I wonder if that's a possible defensive coordinator for Washington. I mean, Raheem was here a million years ago. Actually worked on the offensive side of the ball back then, I believe. Then, you know, got the little bit of run in Tampa. It's going to be very interesting what happens for Morris. I guess he was with DBs here. Then he was OC. He was on the offensive side in Atlanta with Dan Quinn. When Dan Quinn got fired from Atlanta, he then got the interim job. Then he went to L.A., won the Super Bowl with them. I believe he was he might have been the year after the Super Bowl for the Rams. Then he got the head coaching job in Atlanta. Here's my thing with Raheem. Excellent person. Excellent leader. I think he and DQ might be too similar. They are leaders of men. Like, when you are around Dan Quinn and you have a conversation with him, when you are around Raheem Morris and you have a conversation with him, these are men that are just have this natural gravitas charisma. And it's hard to ignore it, and you want to follow them. They they possess something that has tremendous, tremendous value. But I need a scheme guy. Like, I've talked about this a lot. Give me what Mike McDonald does in Seattle, who out-schemes you defensively. He had the Niners in a pretzel the other night. Now, you're not going to get him, but find someone that does that stuff.
But see, that scheme is overrated, Jay. Those players make that scheme as effective as it is.
They've done a hell of a job at developing talent.
We gotta get players and talent before we worry about scheme.
Sure, but the players and talent won't be determined by who they hire a D coordinator.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to hire a coach to do this. And they put together a building full of positivity and energy. And I think at 5-12, with the defense that has really struggled for 2 years now, you got to examine what else needs to be done.
But I understand what you're saying, but I can look at last year and this year and tell you that they lacked talent.
Totally.
And that's the problem. They got to get talent in the building. And when you got talent in the building, nobody is going to talk about them being positive because the talent will outweigh all of that stuff. They're trying to be positive and try to make sure the players feel we got your back. But if you don't have talent, you can't perform. You can't excel. The talent has to get in the building. And they've had it in certain positions, but to be able to compete at the high level, it's not there.
Then my concern, Brian, is I don't know that you change that in one offseason.
You're not going to change it in one offseason. And that's the whole thing about it. I don't know why anyone would think you could change it in one offseason. This is a thing that takes...
Then you're talking about year three.
But the thing of it, though, Jay, they got off track last year, this year, right, by trying to go for it because, as I stated before, everybody wanted them to do that. Everybody thought it was the right thing to do. They got to get back to building, okay? So, in essence, you got still got core guys on this squad right now. This offseason, you got to hit on your free agents. You got to hit on your draft picks. Next year you go again. You could take a step, but you're not going to answer all the questions in one offseason.
I also think you have to approach the offseason very differently and be aggressive in spending money on multi-year contracts for younger players. I think the results of the first year where it went well and then the second year where it went poorly, and then you've got – I mean, you're just continuing this cycle of having to do it every year. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you want that cycle to look different. I'm curious where you land on this. I think we kind of know who Dan Quinn is. The first year, a lot of things broke the right way. He seemed to be really aggressive. The second year, things didn't. He seemed to be way more conservative. But I think we know who Dan Quinn is. Do you think there's more pressure on Peters this offseason than Quinn? Because I kind of do.
Well, I think based off of the fact when they were signed, everyone felt that that was the first thing you needed to do. Well, I don't care who the coach is. The guy that's picking me the talent has to be legit. So we're talking about talent here.
Right.
And the coach didn't pick all the talent. So the people that are signing the people have to make sure they sign legitimate people. Are people that are at a point that can help this team out tremendously. I'm not just signing duds and tell the coach go build them. You got to sign some guys that are ready to go and other guys you can build.
I agree, man. And I don't know what that answer is. And I understand what you say. That, like, I think the Laramie Tunsil thing is going to be our first really fascinating watch of the 2026 offseason. Because you traded for him. You already told the dude you wanted him by trading for him. The actions told the story. Tunsil's not a guy that comes to OTAs and stuff anyway. That's his track record throughout his career. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do the voluntary stuff. He works out with his private coach back in, I believe it's in Tuscaloosa, year round. Like that's mm-hmm. that's how he operates. So he's not, when he doesn't come in May to OTAs, that's probably going to happen regardless of the contract. That's not a holdout. That's just how he is.
Yeah. But the thing about it, if he's ready to go all the time, that's
totally
not a problem.
I'm not even suggesting that's the issue. But, like, the Terry thing last year undoubtedly caused bigger trouble than just not having Terry on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry had an intermediary in Buddy Baker that perhaps complicated things. Maybe Adam Peters was really dug in. Terry didn't have all the leverage. That was a unique situation that you could put in a silo. This Tunsil thing is not that. This is a player you traded for, gave up real draft yeah. capital to acquire, fully cognizant that you have to pay him this year. Oh, and by the way, Tunsil acts as his own agent. So you can't blame a third-party intermediary here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to see this thing done by the end of February?
Yeah, get it done before it becomes a problem.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you don't have to, technically he's under contract, or maybe we got to tag him. Like, get this one done. Show that the Terry thing was a one-off. We take care of our guys. Like, I don't know. I look at that as like a litmus test for how this is going to operate going forward. I don't know. Ooh, Tom Pelissero. I can't say I'm surprised by this one. The Raiders just fired Pete Carroll.
Wow. I didn't think they would. After 1 year?
Dog, they were awful.
Yeah, they were. But still, 1 year.
They tried. You know who would look good in Las Vegas?
Who?
Cliff Kingsbury. That Cliff being a Vegas dude, I mean, right? Just a straight up hey, coach has a standing table at Tao every Sunday night after the games.
Yeah, like, that sounds all cool and dandy, but you got to get this damn team ready to play defensively and offensively.
Sure.
That's where the different ball game come into it. So
I don't know. That's another job. Of the jobs, we weren't sure what was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Now, Vegas has happened. Atlanta happened. That was another one we weren't sure of. Do you think Todd Bowles makes it till tomorrow?
Maybe not. Today is the way they call it Black Monday, so we'll see.
Doug, if Todd Bowles did make it, that's not a dude I would hate to see as DC. Now, I don't know, watching that game, because it was a Saturday game, I watched Bucks-Panthers, and I know Todd Bowles likes to blitz like crazy. But at some point, one thing I hate when coaches do is that it's their system over their personnel.
Mm-hmm.
The way those corners were injured and getting torched, like at some point you had to back off a little bit because your corners are just getting torched.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, in general, I like Todd Bowles as a DC. And I think what I think they've built a little too much of on this staff is familiarity. And familiarity can breed complacency. Like, oh, we all know we're the best at this. We can keep doing this. We're good. We got this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Bowles seems like a different type of dude. He's subdued and quiet, but he seems wildly intense. I don't know. No reports out of Tampa that he's out yet, but certainly something to watch there. But, damn, Pete Carroll's now on the block, man. All right. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. We are live.
Then again, that's a rebuild. And then Pete 70.
Plus. 75, I think.
Yeah, so I think that
and they were awful.
I think that ownership is looking at it like if we are going to have to rebuild this thing, we're going to rebuild with somebody younger.
And you're about to draft a quarterback number one.
That's what I'm saying.
Start everything. Yeah, start everything from scratch. Okay. It's B. Mitchell Finley. We're live in Ashburn, BigBear.ai Performance Center. It is locker cleanout day. We've heard from a number of the veteran players. Still are yet to hear from Jaden Daniels, I believe. That should come at some point during our program. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. We appreciate you. You're hanging with us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. We appreciate you there. If you're just driving around listening to us on the radio or joining us on the Odyssey app, wherever you're at, we're at. Nobody go anywhere. Going to check in with the aquarium when we return. Just saw Todd McShay, who legit has a lot of contacts around the NFL, says that if he was given advice, Dante Moore, the quarterback from Oregon, should have his representatives reach out to the Raiders to see if he can go number one overall. And if not, he should go back to school so he doesn't have to get drafted by the Jets. Now, dude,
people have done it before.
Well, and in the NIL era, how much is Oregon going to pay him to come back? What does that look like? $8 million? I don't know.
It may be, but
it's not as much as he would make.
Certainly, he's going to make it a pro. But like the whole thing about it is that, but see, that mindset right there is very much like what kids' mindset is. And now we got adults thinking like that. Oh, let's just only go to the team where you think you're going to be great at. Okay? The Raiders are in no better situation than the damn the Jets at this point. So, no. I mean, you get drafted, you go there, you may be good enough to pull people. And they may make the right moves for you. You don't know the Raiders going to do that. I mean, little mushroom hair, he's been making mistakes for a long time.
I don't know
time.
How on earth you could look at those two organizations and be like, oh, that one's the right one.
Yeah,
that's just the beacon of hope.
It just, that don't make much sense to me, man.
No, that just seemed a little crazy. Pete Carroll, woof. See you later, pal. Still waiting to kind of hear from Jaden Daniels. That should be a busy one. I can't – over under Jaden goes 5.5 minutes.
He'll probably go a little for longer than that because there's going to be a lot of questions for him.
I think he'll answer a lot of questions.
Because he hasn't talked to a lot of people.
Right, but Jaden's just not a – you know, when he talked after the shutdown and was really, really good, I thought that was maybe his best, like, most insightful press conference. I think today will be pretty quick. Like, yeah, I feel good. I'm ready for the offseason. Maybe he'll talk a little bit more about Cliff. I did want to check in with the Aquarium Boys. Haven't got a chance to talk to them yet. Jeffrey, I know you live and die with this team. You love this team. Where were you on yesterday's win versus draft position?
I was good either way, JP, because one thing I learned over the last week, just getting ready for the game, a lot of people expect these guys to go out there and tuck their tails when in reality they're playing for either A, to keep their position on the team, or B, auditioning for another team. So I did not expect them to just go out there and be like, oh, yeah, we're going to let the Eagles smack us, a division rival. So I was good either way.
Yeah, I mean, players are never going to do that, right? It's more if the coaching staff or whatever makes a decision. Jeff, I did want to take a minute to give you some credit, man. I know you ran your first 5K. I saw that B and Mark came to support you. I thought that was really cool, man. Congratulations. How did it go?
Thank you. It was good, JP. And, like, one thing I realized with my health journey, and I got a long way to go, and I'm excited because I seen people do – I seen a guy run 3 miles in 24 minutes. That's crazy. And to even think that I could get to that level, I was excited. And then I saw the craziest thing of that day, though. There was this lady, right? And she was pushing a stroller. And she made her way to the front of the line. Now, mind you, I'm not tripping because I'm at the front of the line. I'm not tripping. I'm cooling. I'm just trying to get ready for the race. and I see it's a couple people. Oh, how she gonna cut in front of us? Da, 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 da. This lady smoked everybody. As we were coming,
yeah, I saw her come in a while before you did. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, bro. I was amazed that she was running with a kid.
The winners of that race were probably at like 16 minutes or something.
Yeah, I didn't see all that. That's way before. But see, hold on, JP. I was running a casual race. I was on the casual side.
It was a little high in that because that wind was out there and it coming up that hill.
I'm just saying, like real, like a dude like Chris Farley that runs all the Pacers stores. Yeah. Like there are dudes out there that can easily put together five.
Yeah,
six, I
saw some folks coming in there sub 19.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see that. I was too far behind.
That's all right, dude. You ran it, right? And that's what matters. I don't know. I was thinking of you this morning, Jeff. Have you ever read the Man in the Arena speech, Jeffrey?
No, but I'll go look it up.
Yeah, you should. That's what you were, and you got it done.
He did forget about that. He told you he was going to finish sub-30, though.
I was trying to encourage him to finish sub-30.
I knew he wasn't.
I'm not even going to ask.
I knew I wasn't even.
No, he was 39.
I was 39.
I was right there when he came through. Now, I'm going to say this.
Did you stop?
Let me tell you one thing about Jeff. Jeff face went from I'm about to die to, hey, smiling when he heard my voice.
Hey, look.
When he crossed that line, I wish I could have got that picture of your face, dog.
I was
hurting. You looked like, oh, hey, I'll never do this again. I say, what up, Jeff?
It's the support thing, man. Like, I really thank you, B. Thank Mark. My sister, my sister's boyfriend, a couple friends, Poet, because they were all out there. Poet was hosting, but it pushes you different. You
Poet
know?
Had me wanting to run. Hell, the way she was hyping the people up.
Yeah.
Poet
yeah.
can hype it.
It was a moment one time Poet and I are walking to the start line, and I'm just locked in. Poet smiling, waving, but every time in the middle of her talking to people, she's like, you got this, bro. Just do you. You got this. And I needed that. Like B said, I was tired coming across that finish line. But when I seen Mark and B, my spirits came right back on up.
That's great, dude. I'm not much for cold.
Run, brother.
I'll run a 5K with you maybe April.
Let's do it.
Find us one. We'll run it. Professor Landini, what do you make of yesterday's win, of the draft situation, kind of all of it?
I don't really think the difference between 5 and 7 is that big when you don't need a quarterback. So it doesn't really bother me all that much that they won.
Yeah. Manfield, what's up with that voice?
Yeah, dude, are you sick as a dog?
At first, I was about to say, who we got doing? I know you were working today, but when I heard you talk early, I was like, is somebody sitting there for him right now?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the voice, man?
Yep.
All right. It's a yep.
Landfill's sick and probably doesn't want to have to talk all that much. I can understand that. Is White Brian back? White Brian, how was your sabbatical, dude?
It was good. Very relaxing.
Thank God. I was worried about you. Where have you been?
Rose and I went to Luray, Virginia.
How was that? Lovely?
Yeah, it was fun.
Got me cold as hell now.
Went to the caverns. Saw that for the first time. Stayed in a dome Airbnb.
All right. Well, Happy New Year to you. Good
you
to
said
see
a dome?
Yeah, it was a big dome.
And you can see outside?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think he said he got dome, Jeff. I'm not really sure. As we move forward with this Commander's Locker cleanout day, it's crazy to think last year to this year. You know what I mean? And I couldn't help but think about it leaving the link last night because the last game last year was also at the link.
Yep.
And one of them was a loss and one of them was a win. And you couldn't help but feel significantly better after the loss than you did after the win. You know what I mean? Leaving the link after the NFC Championship game, even understanding they got smoked in that game, you felt really good about the future of the organization.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
A year later, even though they won a Week 18 game, a meaningless game against the Eagles, this organization is just completely surrounded with questions. Yeah. And I keep going back to, people have said to me repeatedly, like, do you think they can turn this around? How do you turn this around? And I think the answer to that is Jaden Daniels. If Jaden is back and healthy and able to make plays like he did as a rookie, then yeah, they could be back. Like the teams that find consistent success in the NFL year after year are generally teams with great quarterbacks.
Totally.
And I think that's who Jaden is. Like, if you look at the teams that are going to go to the playoffs this year, it's been a topsy-turvy year, right? But if Denver's built a really good roster. Bo Nix wasn't great, but he's good enough, and they're really well coached. The Patriots might have a great quarterback. The Jags might have a great quarterback. Pittsburgh, he wasn't great, but Aaron Rodgers gave the Steelers something they didn't have over the last few years.
A big play guy.
Dude. And
he found a way last night.
And just a veteran, you know, like somebody that can move the offense. Houston's defense is incredible, but I think Stroud is good. The Bills remain a perennial contender, largely because of Josh Allen. The Chargers got the best level of play they've gotten from Herbert. Maybe not statistically, but what he became as a runner for them on a roster where their O-line was a mess totally changed things.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'll say this, like, the quarterback gives you a lot, but I'm going to tell you, that game last night with the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, you better go talk to the Hayward brothers, because both of those dudes were balling the hell out. And one of them is, what, 39, 40 years old? he basically, Derrick Henry in the first quarter had over 100 yards. He finished the game with 120. That defense made a hell of a difference, because if he had continued running the ball like he was in the first quarter, there's no way the Steelers are close. But that defense gave them a chance, and then you had a guy that could come in and close it. So I just think that, listen, as we talk about the quarterback, we got to get somebody on defense that gives that quarterback more opportunities.
100%, man. 100%. I also, B, I don't know if you noticed this. Regina Daniels is Jaden's mom, obviously, Mama Daniels. I'm sorry, Regina Jackson.
Jackson.
She had a tweet last night, like, on to 2026, basically.
Yeah.
And in that post, she talked about, she said, like, can't wait to run it back with JD5 and Cliff. She was, like, it was like, hashtag JD5, hashtag KK. What do you think? If Cliff gets a head coaching job, I think that's a different conversation, right?
Yeah.
What are the chances you think Cliff isn't here but doesn't get a head coaching job?
You talking about head coaching job in pros or college?
Pros.
Because I think it's a chance he can get a head coaching job in college as well.
Sure. But I'm saying pros.
I don't know. I don't know the percentages of that one. Cause see, I don't delve into it as much as most when it comes. Like, I let the season end, and then like today, at the end of the day, after everybody started getting fired, or whatever, then I start looking at what the possibilities are. But hell, if he don't get a head coaching job, I don't see why you would want to leave. And I know we've had reports come out and things of that nature. But if you don't have a choice about whether you're gonna decide if you leave or not, then that's another story.
Right.
Then if you feel like that, then you take a job somewhere else.
All right. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Ike Reese will join us from Philadelphia at noon. We're gonna open the phone lines up after that. Biggest surprises of the year, high points, low points. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. A lot going on in the NFL universe. We now have 5 head coaching availabilities in the NFL. You've got the Giants, the Falcons, the Raiders, the Jets, and the Titans. That's the bottom 3 of the AFC, the bottom of the NFC. And then the Falcons, you know, they ended up going 8-9. They won maybe 4 of their last 4 games. When you look at the jobs available, B, Giants, Falcons, Jets, Titans, Raiders.
Giants, Titans, Falcons, Raiders.
Raiders, Jets, Titans, Falcons,
the Jets
is still, Giants. I'm sorry, you're right. Not the Jets. Yeah. I'm sorry. The Browns.
Yeah.
Forgive me on that. Browns, Raiders, Titans, Giants, Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of those the best?
I would have to believe at this point, still, being in New York City and being the head coach there is better than all those other places.
Yeah?
I have to believe.
Joe Shane's sticking around as GM.
But I think
you've got your quarterback.
He's on a short rope.
You think Jackson Dart is the answer there?
If they can get somebody to talk some sense in his head.
It's a big if. The Giants will draft 5th overall. I mean, if you're a top 10 team, you probably need everything. It's wild to me. You know who has the 9th overall pick?
Who?
Kansas City.
That's how you get it done. When you're a winning team and you still have opportunities and have those situations like that, like, okay, I didn't win this year. We normally win all the time, but hey, we're going to be getting a pick here. They need to get somebody else. They've gotten stale a little bit.
Who had the worst year? Two teams with really high expectations coming into the season. Two teams last year were deep in the playoffs. Who had the worst season, Baltimore or Washington?
I think Baltimore is overall a better team. And I believe that they fell more than what Washington did. Washington, we got to really, really look at last year seriously and realize the amount of luck we had in those last 6-7 games. Or the games we won. Was it 6 or 7 games we won with the last play of the game? It was a lot of luck, though.
Sure.
And I think if you look at that and you just give yourself the moment to think, okay, what if we had not won all of them? We won three of the six. And you look at that record, then I think you look at it and say, oh, it's a totally different thing. But Lamar is a guy who basically 2-time MVP. You had Derrick Henry. Your defense was supposed to be better. Overall, that's a better team.
It's going to be, I don't know, man. I don't know what the answers are to a lot of this. In Washington, clearly they've got to get better defensively. Clearly you got to get younger and faster. I don't know that organizationally they're going to be in as big of a hurry to completely gut this thing as maybe some fans and folks argue.
Gut it where?
Just all over the place.
Oh.
I mean, you got 30 pending free agents.
You mean this team?
This
here?
Team, yeah.
I think the situation is going to take care of that. I mean, you got 30 pending free agents, and a lot of those guys that are pending are older. You're going to make a move on that. So
Last year, they largely brought them all back.
That was last year, and then because they felt they were closer than what they were. I don't see the same thing happening this year.
I posted on Twitter about, I don't know, 40 minutes ago, who faces more pressure this offseason in Ashburn, Dan Quinn or Adam Peters? Right now, it's about 60-40 Peters versus Quinn. I think that's pretty interesting and maybe pretty fair. I think from a spending perspective, you got to get far more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You saw New England turn it around in 1 year, and a lot happened in New England where young quarterback stepped up in a big way. You had a major coaching change. You brought in a super established veteran coach that really brought a culture of winning and just seriousness to the football program. But they also went out and spent a ton of money in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Washington hasn't done that. I'm not advocating for the old days of,
But they had spent some money in some years prior, too, where there's some guys still hanging around that team. They didn't get everybody last year.
Yeah, they were really active last year.
Yeah.
But you're right.
It's like, listen, Washington just has to spend some money and hit on some picks. and keep guys healthy and they can start building something. They don't have to try to go out there and say, oh, we're going to do it all in 1 year. You're not going to do it all in 1 year. I think more, 9 times out of 10, you better think it's not going to happen in 1 year. So you look at a building a mindset. You think you're going to get it all in 1 year and you're going to spend everything. That's the quickest way to get it out of town.
For sure.
You know, you're not going to catch up with all these other teams like that. If you look at the teams that have been doing it, the Patriots look like they did it all in 1 year. Look at them the years prior to last year. 49ers, another team we had used. Those teams had picked some people prior to when they start to hit. It's not one season. It looks like one season because you were bad the year before, but it's not one season.
It's one of these days in the NFL where this Washington organization is just a really big what could have been. And nobody's going to know that answer. Injuries are a huge part of it. I think I urge caution in putting too much blame on injuries, because then at some point you're deflecting other deficiencies, which were significant. And I don't think they should be doing that. I can't wait to talk to Ike Reese, though. Ike's going to join us in 5 minutes. Ike obviously played for the Eagles, does radio in Philadelphia. I didn't get to hear a lot of it, but when you're in the elevator from the Eagles press box down to the field,
mm-hmm.
they're playing the Eagles radio broadcast
yeah.
throughout the stadium. And the Eagles radio broadcast, the team-owned broadcast, was really questioning how Nick Sirianni handled yesterday's game. And if you know Philadelphia, anybody that thinks our jobs are all glamorous, yesterday I got to change in a public restroom on the mezzanine because I was about to be outside for 90 minutes and I wanted to put long underwear on. There was nothing glamorous about where I changed yesterday in the men's room of like section 113. I assure you that. But there were two, and this was later. So the guys that were in the bathroom were stadium workers. They were lighting up Sirianni.
Oh, yeah.
Just lighting them up as the team is the first back-to-back NFC East champion in 20 years, defending Super Bowl champions. It's going to be a long day on WIP for Nick Sirianni. Ike Reese will join us next. Phone lines open at 12:30. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.